The YouTube shooter had a grudge. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is the Chicago Public Square Newscast. Police say the woman who shot and wounded at least three people before killing herself at YouTube's headquarters told relatives she hated the company, and she'd made no secret of that on social media.
If you go and check my videos, you see that my new videos hardly get views, and my old videos that used to get many views stopped getting views.
Who she was, according to NBC News? An extremist vegan who claimed YouTube was discriminating against her. He is unreliable, he is unprepared, and he is unstable. Those are the words of Senator Dick Durbin, who called a news conference Tuesday to condemn President Trump's attacks on immigrants. But he concedes the president does have the power to send troops to enforce immigration law at the U.S. border. Bad chemistry. Among new revelations of hateful, racist behavior at Chicago's Department of Water Management, this reported by the Sun-Times. A veteran chemist is accused of urinating into a coffee cup that he then placed into an oven to dry it out and replaced on the desk of a black coworker who would drink from it. Nightmare bacteria. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cites more than 200 cases of bugs resistant to most antibiotics. Elsewhere on the health front, a leaked memo reveals all critical decisions about preservations of streams, ponds, and wetlands are now in the hands of one man, U.S. EPA boss Scott Pruitt, who faces growing scrutiny for charges he misused taxpayer money and kept improper ties to companies he's supposed to be regulating. Is Roseanne TV's most anti-Trump show? NBA icon and Hollywood Reporter columnist, and who knew he was that, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, says it is, and one of the show's producers retweeted that column with this note: Kareem, you get it. In early ratings for the show's second outing, viewership was down 14% from last week, but 165% above ABC's showing in that slot a year ago. Meanwhile, inside a Seattle TV newsroom owned by the embattled Sinclair Broadcast Group, the company poised to take over Chicago's WGN TV and radio, the Seattle Times reports some staffers have reached a breaking point and have discussed protesting their corporate bosses or plan to leave as soon as they can in protest over the company's pro-Trump political stances. And that's a quick overview of the news. Much more on all of this at ChicagoPublicSquare.com, where you can sign up to get free news briefings weekdays at 10 a.m. What do you think of these newscasts? Feedback welcome at sounds@ChicagoPublicSquare.com. I'm Charlie Meyerson. Thanks for listening.